Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most biased podcast network.
Before we get into today's episode, I think we have Tom Walker here. Beautiful man, comedic genius, giver of treats to eyes and ears.
Oh, boy.
Tell us, Tom, what wondrous delights do you have for your adoring fans and soon-to-be fans? I will not. You bring joy. Tell us about your greatness.
All right. Well, Cass, thank you so much for asking, and thanks for reading that script I sent through. I've got an Amazon Prime special. It's called Very Very, and it's going to be available on that streaming service. You can get a free trial if you want to watch it, or you can use your existing Amazon Prime subscription. And those are the two options, as far as I can tell. But yeah, it's my show that I did last year. And it's really good. I'm really proud of it.
You should be. Jackson and I were there, as well as a lot of Sans Pants people were there for the screening. And I saw it, I think, three times before that. I cannot recommend this comedy special enough. It would do you well and improve your life greatly to watch it.
Don't be a moron. Go subscribe to Amazon Prime if you haven't already. If you've already subscribed, like we said, that's great news.
It's a flex, to be honest, but that's fine.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up a Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Kat.
I'm Mia.
We did not plan an order. I'm Joel Dusha.
And today's topic is the shops.
Oh, yay. I love the shops.
Going to the shops, nothing sweeter. Buying a cherry Coke.
Oh, I miss the outside.
I genuinely, oh my God, I love the shops so much. Oh.
What do you miss most about the shops? And you can't say the people at the shops. It's got to be a thing at the shops.
I hate the people at the shops. If I could go to the shops and the shops had no people in it, that's better. I'm sick of these fucking people with their trolley. Okay, look, if you're going to a supermarket, which in this case is a shop.
That's true.
And you've got a trolley, and there's two of you. Don't park your trolley on one side of the fucking aisle whilst your friend is grabbing shit from the other side of the aisle, because then you're blocking the whole aisle. Fucking park your trolley in front of them. It's not that hard. Fuck everyone at the shops.
What do you do when you come across that situation? Do you just barrel through the two of them? Out my way.
Or do you try and fuck everybody at the shop?
I turn my trolley sideways so I hit both of them at the same time.
This sounds like a really good video game where it's like you have to like make the decision of like the pacifist route where like you go around everybody and like your anxiety raises, or like the, you know, the smashy route where your anxiety still goes up, but you get a satisfaction bar too.
Absolutely, power through.
The violence run is always my option.
Do you reckon if you got in a trolley and you got up one end of an aisle and you rolled down the aisle, sticking your hands out to grab things from the shelves. Do you reckon you could do your shop that way?
So the only issue I feel I would have, Jackson, first of all, great question.
Thank you.
Yeah, great question. One of the best you've had, like a top shelf question.
Thank you. It's pretty good. I'm happy, proud of it.
Yeah, I feel like, Jackson, you've done so many questions in Shut Up a Second. It's been going for a decade at this point, and no one ever congratulates you on the hard work that must come into asking hard-hitting questions.
Absolutely. It's not easy. I have to come in every Shut Up a Second, and I have to think, what's a question that the people are going to want to answer? And I think I've done it in this instance.
Wait, So is your idea here to buy 50 boxes of cereal? Because presumably you're going down one aisle with all the same things. Or do they set up all the things you want on the racks and you're walking down, like, selecting them all at once?
Well, no, because you have to go down every single aisle. But you'll need things from different aisles, is my thinking.
I think another issue is because I wouldn't be able to reach both from the cart. So you would really need to be working as a team with your driver. Because if your driver was able to go at an appropriate pace and swerve, if they knew what you needed, I reckon it's doable.
That's true. I was assuming narrow aisles so that it's selected for the person going.
No, see, you've misunderstood. Nobody's pushing you. You get a push off?
you're running and then you jump on the cart and then you throw your arms out. Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
Oh.
I understand.
No, I don't know then.
It's very self-explanatory. It makes sense.
I crash immediately, so quickly.
Yeah, that's true. Trolleys are not the most aerodynamic of vehicles. That's an excellent point. You are not going to be in a position to be able to do that.
What about remote-controlled carts?
Okay.
So that you have a controller while you're, and you can get inside of it, and then I guess that I've just created like a motorized wheelchair.
Yeah, you're basically, or just like you're go-karting through a supermarket, which is fun. No one's denying that.
That sounds good.
Or a car, yeah.
It wouldn't be a shut up a second unless someone reinvented something that already exists and was highly popular. Hey, what about if there was like socks for hands there was like finger holes in them and you could like wear them and your hands would stay warm? Wouldn't that be cool?
Billion dollar idea. Somebody should make
that.
My
mom reinvented mittens once. It was so cute. She like put socks on her hands and she's like, oh, this would be good. And I was like, love. She's like, no.
Not at all. And then you're like, what about...
More like a sock. And I'm like, Mom.
What about mitts? You mean mitts? Because that's a sock for your hands.
What vehicle would be the most ideal to go to the shops in?
Oh.
To ride around a grocery store or to go to the shop? Okay.
No, you're riding around the grocery. You've walked and the vehicle is there for you and you get to get in it and ride around the grocery
store. One of those bikes with like the really, really big wheels. I think would be fun.
Penny farthing?
A penny farthing, yes.
Reach
thank you, guys.
Down.
Ooh.
You have like one of those grabber things that like disabled people have.
She's thought of everything. Yeah.
She's on top of it.
Chariot.
Oh,
great choice.
That's smart.
Because you're standing up, you could reach everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Horses.
Mm-hmm. Horses, as Dusha says.
Oh, no. Horses is part of the chariot, not my idea. My idea is it relies on you to either have a... quite an understanding, a deep dive into Miley Cyrus's discography, or in particular, filmography.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Or knowledge of construction, because my choice is a wrecking ball.
Ah.
You gotta be quick, but if you can do
it. Yeah, gotta be quick.
I think you mean destruction, Joel.
Right.
Destruction.
So that could be good. Where are you keeping the groceries? Yeah. Is there like a little divot for your groceries in the top of the wrecking ball, or is it like you hold them all in your hands, whatever you can grab off the shelves?
It's a wrecking hole. You get in, and you swing in the hole, and you shove your hole full of groceries.
Yeah, perfect.
Right.
Yeah, well... If I'm equipped in the same way that Miley Cyrus is equipped, maybe I've just got a bag at the bag on the end of my sledgehammer that I finished licking.
Yeah, great.
And we'll just put my groceries in there. So grabbing with one hand, holding a sledgehammer with the other, and riding the wrecking ball with the chain in between my legs.
How do you know when you finished licking the sledgehammer? How do you know when the song ends?
Hey, can I suggest?
Hey, great question.
Yeah, please.
Yes,
please
guess.
Okay, so there are two options. The sledgehammer is finished being licked when it starts tasting like sledgehammer, which is the upsetting thing because you've been employed to clean. Or the sledgehammer is done when it starts tasting like old spit.
Because you've covered it.
So there are two levels. What? Yeah, so you go back and it tastes like you and you're like, well, I've been here before, haven't I?
Hello, old friend.
Is that moi I taste? Hey, if you've never done this and you want to be disgusted, lick the back of your hand, leave it to dry, and then give it a sniff. You'll be so upset.
I feel like we did a Shut Up a Second semi-recently cast where you tried to put your hand in your mouth and it smelled so bad.
Yeah,
I
was there for that. That's right. Yeah, you did it too, though, Jackson. Yeah. After she did it, you were like, I'm going to try. And then you also had to leave the room.
It's gross. It's not a pleasant thing to do. Our
old
spit
smell
sucks.
Of old spit. Mm-hmm. Terrible.
Okay, if you had to clean a tool, I suppose, with just your mouth, what would you pick? You got to cover
First
every
of
inch
all,
of it. Yeah.
Great question.
Thank you so much.
This question seems like it's designed to be sexual, Jackson.
No, not necessarily.
Alan Key.
clever.
You can just spin it out, tie it in a knot.
Oh, Cass is talented.
Oh my god, she's got a strong
and
mouth.
Very sick.
Yeah, that's. I've always said that about Cass. She two qualities. Yeah. Iron tongue, very sick.
Yeah,
powerful.
I pick a
mouth.
Tractor.
What?
I'm gonna lick a tractor clean, top to bottom, underside, overside, all the bits of a tractor.
There's a lot.
Suck
of
that
tractor.
Tailpipe.
At what point do you think you'd die? Like, if you went, as you said, top to bottom.
I think I'd survive.
And then front to back. No, you wouldn't. Okay, so you're going, you have to go top down.
Yeah.
And then you have to go front to back.
I've got a very important question that will help you answer Cass's question. Is the tractor on?
And also, has it been used recently? Or is this a brand new tractor straight off the line?
It's on, but
you don't need to clean something that's on the line.
Yeah, it can't be brand new. You don't need to clean those. The dealership cleans
it. It's on. And it's moving very slowly. But it is moving. So I have to jog to keep up with it licking the side of the tractor.
All right.
That's
Jackson?
Fine for most of
well,
you.
No,
you'd never
no,
be
that,
done.
That,
the wheels.
That could actually be useful because you could just like stick out your tongue and let it roll past you. And your tongue just like licks along.
What I've got to do is I've got to, I stand, the tractor comes past me, I lick a line.
Yeah,
I go down
right.
an inch, the tractor comes past me. Eventually I'm on my hands and knees licking the wheels as they come by.
So Jackson, to help us answer your question as well, so you're given this slow moving tractor that's on, where's your first lick? Where are you starting?
I would start at head height on the tractor, so I assume that's probably the midpoint or bottom of the door on the tractor side. Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. And then you're letting
then
it drive
down.
Past your tongue.
And then I got to figure out, once it's clean from my tongue down, I got to figure out how to do the top, because that's going to be the hardest bit.
I think trying to do the wheels while the tractor's moving will be the hardest bit.
It's moving very slowly, and all I need to do is keep my tongue in the one place and shuffle along so that as the wheel goes around...
Have you ever been run over by a slow-moving car?
No.
I have.
Okay. When did that happen to you?
After a screening of Skyfall, me and my friends jumped in front of my friend's car in a car park thinking they would stop and they didn't, and I got hit by a car.
That's so dumb.
Yeah. Hey, Cass, Skyfall came out in... I was in my 20s.
Well, I mean, 8 years ago, though. You've learned so much in the last 8 years.
You wouldn't jump in front of a slow-moving car now, would you? You wouldn't do it now, would you?
You wouldn't do it twice.
No, no, I wouldn't. Wouldn't do it twice. Also, part of the reason it was also the driver was overwhelmed with distractions because there was three of us. Two of us jumped in front of the car. One got out of the way. I got hit, and the third friend jumped in their back seat. So they were just like, it was like a car assault. So presumably, they just went into panic mode and just kept driving.
Wait a minute. So did they all convince you? They were like, "Hey, man, let's do this thing where we all jump in front of the car, and then we'll all stand there and see what happens." And then they just jumped out of the way, and you were. The one that believed it?
No. So, like, we all did dumb stuff. Yeah. So, it was kind of a situation where the car was going slow. It was in a car park and there were speed humps and stuff like that. It was going at, like, walking pace, basically. Mm-hmm. And usually, like, if we were, like, near a footpath, so, like, we just assumed that they would see us and stop. It was just that I stood closer to the car. That's why I got hit and the others didn't.
Was it inspired... somehow by Skyfall?
Unrelated.
Okay. I wasn't sure if within Skyfall, James Bond gets hit by a slow-moving car, and you were like, let's see if we can do it.
Did it even hurt?
Yeah, see, that's the thing, Cass. That's the thing about getting hit by a... Like, I assumed I'd be like, oh, yeah, but it hit me hard enough that it, like, winded me, and I felt like I'd been hit by a car.
But here's a benefit for me getting hit by the slow-moving tractor, okay?
Because, like, Just to clarify, I went kind of onto the bonnet. It wasn't like it stopped.
Well, see,
kept going.
I don't want that. I want to get hit and fall on my back, and then I can stick my tongue out and put my head up slightly, and I can start cleaning the underside. And then
I like to imagine that whilst you do that, you accidentally starfish, and the car runs over both your hands and your feet.
Jackson, I also love the idea that, like, you would lick the entire tractor clean and they'd be like, all right, you're done. You're like, no, the underside.
It's still
Let me get the
dirty.
Last of it. I need to make sure it's nice and clean.
I also like to imagine, as I'm licking on the underside, my mouth hooks onto some part of the machinery and I just don't come out the other side as the tractor keeps driving.
Is there someone driving the tractor?
It's funnier if not.
I was going to say, if there is, do they want you to clean it or are they upset or
they're
what?
They're trying to get away. Yeah, they're trying to leave, but they don't want you to die. Also, nah, I like, sorry, licking up the underside as a phrase, but
it's good.
Your tongue gets stuck in the machinery and Tom and Jerry's its way out the back.
I come out as wheat. That's what happens.
You're just like, that's how you clean the inside. The only way to get in there.
I also like to imagine that it's me and they're like, Jackson, you've got to clean the tractor. And I'm like, this is going to be my whole day's job. So I go out there and I turn it on very slowly. And I come back after like 13 hours. And they're like, Jackson, why did that take you so long? And my mouth is covered in petrol. I had to clean the inside of the gas tank as well, I guess.
I am very sick.
But very thorough.
You've got a clean tractor, though. You're welcome.
Have you got a sick bucket for me to be sick in? I'm unwell.
I'm going to throw up a lot of gasoline. I hope that's okay.
Well then, Jackson, you'd just be dirtying the bucket.
Then I'll clean the bucket. Whatever.
Oh, no.
Well, okay, so I've picked...
What is the topic?
Cass has picked an Allen key. I've picked a whole tractor. Mia, Dusha, what are you cleaning with your tongue?
Yeah, my tool is a spoon, and I used it to eat pudding, and now I'm going to lick it clean.
Cheating!
There we go, I've solved
but
it.
But you loopholed us, and you got to give credit for that.
100%.
I picked the farmer.
Oh, he's a tool well, of a tool. Capitalism. Yeah,
yeah, he's a tool of farming.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or maybe he just sucks, and everyone's like, what a fucking tool.
Are you going to clean him the same way I cleaned the tractor?
Of course.
A bit at a time as he walks past you.
He's on like one of those like spinning platforms and you're just like stick out your tongue.
Oh, you and Jackson get behind each other and lick him clean ghost style.
Oh, at last. You know the lick sound we all make, even though that's not the noise licking makes?
What?
Yeah, licking doesn't really make a sound.
Let me lick into the camera.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Also, hey, did you know there's an insane amount of old and unknown and weird and fucked cartoons that you do not know about? I know! Our friend Mia is one of the funniest people I know, and she has a lot to teach you in her hilarious show, Cynical Cartoons. Go to sanspantsradio.com and search Cynical Cartoons to find your new purpose in life.
See, no sound. And now I have a licked
no
wrist.
Sound.
Yeah,
gross.
That's upsetting. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, that also looked bad, Jackson.
It felt
like,
bad.
It looked like... So, yeah, just to paint the picture at home, Jackson, like, looked directly into the camera and licked his wrist, but he did a big lick, so it looked kind of like he was attempting to be sensual or sexual, missed the mark both times.
Yeah, look, that's... Hey, you know how that's how, like, what are they called?
I'm scared.
Kangaroos keep cool. They lick their wrists.
Is that
fuck
a lie?
Yeah.
They no,
are
they
lying
do.
To us?
I love Cass.
Follow up.
That you've just been like part of Shut Up a Second so long. You're not even like, are you lying? You're just like lie, lie, lie.
Her detector went off.
No, that's a thing. They lick their wrists.
I just assume that all of you guys know more about kangaroos than I do. Clearly,
well, clearly I know more about kangaroos than anyone.
Yeah, you're about to learn just as much as us.
Jackson, just to make that statistic even, or not statistic, that fact, I guess, wild, is the fact that I knew that, and in primary school, when I was in, like, grade one or grade two, so, like, 7 or 8, my teacher was like, if you're ever too hot, run your wrists under cold water. That's the easiest way to cool down.
That's true.
Oh, I heard back of the neck for the same reason, I think.
Because it's near your veins, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you like the way I showed you all my veins?
Yep, Jackson, we've got veins in all of our all parts of our body, Jackson. That's how the blood works.
Yeah, but
works.
Your veins are closer to the skin in your wrists and neck.
The blood. That's how the blood works.
You know,
everyone
the blood.
Has one blood.
Yeah, one blood.
One blood.
Don't lose it.
Do you think licking your wrists would cool you down?
No.
Let's all try.
I almost did it and then stopped. Yeah, okay.
Oh, Jackson's doing it. Yuck.
I'm not too warm. That's the thing. If I was hot enough, I'd be like, okay, great, let's
do
it.
You don't want to get too cold. That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, it's true. I don't want to get what's the opposite? Pneumonia.
I feel like I am marginally cooler. Like, you know.
I mean, you don't look cooler.
I also like to point out. Yeah, you look like a big fucking nerd.
Wrist liquor.
Oh, guys.
But that is funny that they're like, yeah, kangaroos like lick their wrists so they get cooler. And it's just because all the lady kangaroos are like, wow, in our animal species, that smells good.
Yeah. Or, oh, look what that tongue do.
Yeah, what that tongue do. It lick my wrist.
Cover a surface, I see.
Damn, his wrists are wet. Wow. He must be so fucking cooled down right now. Damn. Do you reckon if you lick a kangaroo's wrists, it cools down?
It feels cooler.
Does it cool you down or does it cool them down? That's the question. Is the licking the action or is the wrist in
It's so
the
funny
action?
To imagine being stranded in the outback and you misremember that fact. And you're like, I've got to cool down. Time to lick a kangaroo's wrists. It's not working.
The blood streaming out of your nose as it kicks you in the face might cool your face down a bit.
Yeah, it's good. Imagine it kicking your chest, but you're just still holding on to its two little hands. No, let me cool down. Anyway, that's how I'd survive.
I think that was actually the plot of Kangaroo Jack, right? Was they were trying to chase down the kangaroo so they could lick its wrists and cool down.
They're too hot.
Yeah.
They got to lick the kangaroo. They don't remember where to cool down. So they just go licking Kangaroo
They're
Jack.
They're just trying licking him all over. Just trying to figure out the spot.
Kangaroo Jack seems like...
Yeah.
It seems like such a movie that they made up for another movie.
Yeah,
you know how some
films...
They did.
What?
Yeah, so Kangaroo Jack originally was an R-rated film that was like mostly like a, I don't think it was a gangster film, but it was like a crime film.
Okay.
And then they recut it to be like a kid's film. And Kangaroo Jack's only in the actual kangaroo is only in like a dream sequence.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Well, no. He only talks in a dream sequence. He's in the whole movie, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. As a kangaroo, just a regular kangaroo.
Yeah.
I can't remember what they want to do with or why he's there.
Have you guys ever heard of the Kangaroo Jack animated sequel? Because that's pretty good.
Yeah, Kangaroo what? Jack, today USA, of course.
That's right. He comes to the US and he becomes a professional boxer. He boxes NWA. It's good stuff.
Oh my God.
Does he talk in this one?
Yes. Wait, he boxes NWA. All,
yeah. No, he boxes to NWA. That's like his song when he comes out.
Oh,
it's
right.
Like, is like, fuck the police, I think.
Whoa.
Holy shit.
Whoa.
Well, nothing screams fuck the police like an Australian kangaroo coming to the USA and beating the shit out of people.
Absolutely. Yeah, he, yeah, wow. He's voiced by Jeff Bennett. That's so impressive.
Mm.
Good on you, Kangaroo
Jack. I'm assuming that there's no lyrics in the fuck the police version that he comes out to, because... Fuck is the first word of that song.
I don't think it's fuck the police, but it's a song like that where I was equally like, why are they using this in this kid's movie? What's happening?
That's so baffling.
Yeah.
It's such a shame that Kangaroo Jack isn't more of a cultural touchstone, because the premise of I've put a jacket on a kangaroo and the kangaroos run away is incredible.
Do you reckon the film would have been more or less successful if it was called Kangaroo Jacket?
I think it would have been way more sick, because people would have come in to see that scene rather than been surprised by it.
Jacket Jacking, Kangaroo Jacket Jack.
I get it now. Oh, Jacket Jack, like Cracker Jack.
Yeah.
Oh, that's an Australian film that Mia absolutely would not have seen, because it's a very Australian film.
Yeah, Cracker Jack I've never heard of. If it's not... Crocodile Dundee or Kangaroo Jack, I've never heard of it.
Those are our two exports as films to the wider world.
It's those two and Skippy the Bush Kangaroo I've heard of but not seen. So
yeah, that's before our time.
Yeah.
So there was a brief time in the early 2000s where we, as an Australian cinema going audience, were like, what if we make like another laid back larrikin comedy series starring Mick Malloy, who is an Australian.
If you couldn't tell by the name.
Not
yeah.
Not a celebrity. That feels wrong.
That feels a bit wrong.
He's a guy.
Personality.
And yeah, Cracker Jack is about him playing lawn bowls. And then he was in a cop film called Bad Eggs. Mm-hmm. And then he was in a movie where he was part of an Australian pop like boy band.
Oh, yeah. Boytown.
They were coming out of retirement.
Boytown.
Boytown. And that film ends with them all dying in a plane crash.
Wow.
It's a comedy.
It was like,
like the beginning of Josie and the Pussycats.
Yeah, it's like that, except at the end of the film.
Cool.
That's our Josie and the Pussycats.
Except
really
it's not played as a joke.
Yeah, no.
I mean, Boytown came out in 2006, so maybe they saw Josie and the Pussycats and they were like, you know what? That'd be a good idea for a movie.
I like.
Yeah. What if this, but dudes?
What animal do you think would be the worst to lose your jacket to? You put your jacket
snake.
On it.
Snake.
Snake.
Yeah, well, I feel like, because if a kangaroo puts my jacket on and runs away with it, I'm like, that's on me. I'm like, I made that decision. The kangaroo doesn't know what it's doing. If a snake manages to successfully steal my coat, it knows what it's doing, and I've been stupid. You know,
the thing about a snake though is snakes are scary, but they do exist on land where we are. So like, if it's like an ocean creature that will like take it and then plunge down to the depths, you're never going to see the jacket again.
That is
like a crocodile that can both kill you and take it to an entire world that you'll never see.
Crocodile Jack. So you put your jacket on the crocodile, thinking it's a hilarious joke, which it is. Well, like me, yeah, a great joke. Imagine
you forget that you left like $100,000 in the pocket of the jacket, like the
Dang
movie.
It. The crocodile's into the water, and you're like, with a kangaroo, worst case scenario, you can get a guy to shoot it. You know, with a crocodile,
yeah,
you're not going in.
People do
that.
Shoot crocodiles.
That's true.
Quite a lot.
But then
in
it'll
fact.
Sink into the pond.
No, he's right. It's lost to the pond. Oh my God, Jar Jar Binks. Jar Jar Binks taking it down to his underwater world and wearing the hood up always.
You think it's really funny. We're hanging out, Cass. You're like, what if I put my jacket on this Gungan? We're like, dude, that would be so funny. And he's like, Misa jumping in the water. And we're like, oh, fuck. That's where our drug money was.
I think that, like, an ape would be pretty bad to put a jacket on, because what if it looks better on the ape than me?
People being like, Joel Dusha, come in, and like, he gets your hotel reservation or whatever.
Oh, that'd be really good. And then he's like more successful than you. Like, he does the podcast and suddenly like shoots at the top of the charts, and you're like, what the fuck? I've been doing this for 10 years. I didn't know what I was doing, and the ape's doing better than me in 2 weeks.
The rest of us having a conversation where we're like, do you notice something about Dusha? And everyone's like, yes, I'm waiting for it to bring it up. He won't take off that jacket. Nobody was. He's been wearing that every single day.
But I'm glad he's wearing that jacket, because since he's put on that jacket, our podcasts have gotten 100 times better.
I'm imagining as well.
No, everyone really likes it.
That, like, Dusha, ape Dusha, Ape Joel, if you will, is not...
Thank you for clarifying.
He's not, like, behaving like a human. Like, I'm imagining
a
Zoom meeting like this, and there's just the chimp, like, putting a cup on his head and going, like... And we're like, great joke, dude.
You guys are thinking of, like a monkey. I was thinking about, like, a gorilla running around with Joel.
I was also thinking gorilla. Also, the idea that this all happens and we just keep referring to... Like, I was like, oh, it's Jacket Joel. You know, Joel, now that he wears his jacket, wow, it's really boosted his confidence, don't you reckon?
I'm a big fan of Jacket Joel.
This seems important to me.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. What type of monkey would each of us be?
Oh, great question. Well, Joel Dusha does have gorilla vibes, you know?
Yes, that's fair.
There's a reason we all thought of that first.
Could somebody make, like, an album cover for, like, a slow jazz album with, like, an apified Dusha on the front called Gorilla Vibes?
I think that's important and necessary.
I would love...
Can I be smoking a cigarette?
Absolutely. It's, like, a bit sexy. Like, the lady comes to your house and you're like, let me just put on some Gorilla Vibes. And then slow jazz starts playing.
It's slow jazz with, like, ooh... over the top.
So Mia and Cass, can we check in? Sexiness rating of that?
Yeah.
I can't, because you've broken my meter.
It's too hot.
Steam is coming out of Cass's ears.
And then you have, like, a scared zookeeper in the background. And you're like, did they record
this?
Wait, is this the music video, or that's on the album cover?
No, it's the recording. Track one.
You can
tell. I'm imagining the album cover being like Joel Gorilla like bashing somebody over his knee like Bane does to Batman, and he just like cracks him.
But still with a cigarette in his mouth, looking off into
looking sexy, forward. Sensual.
Yeah, yeah.
Gorilla vibes.
Little hat on, like a little bolo.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I can see Cass as one of those monkeys that wears doll mask faces. You know those?
Doll mask faces?
Look up doll mask monkey.
Doll mask.
They're these monkey. Terrible monkeys that wear the faces of dolls' masks. They're.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
They're some of the worst things to ever exist. This is not a comment on you, Cass, but they're cheeky like you are.
No, but fair.
This is so bad.
Correct. Honestly, correct. I'm.
Oh, no.
Oh, they're my awful. God. Did they,
I don't like
do
this
it
at
on
all.
I think some of them. I don't know.
Some
I
of them
just
are on
don't
chains,
know.
And that's upsetting.
I'm watching a scary one of like one of them wearing a doll mask and then looking at the camera really slowly and then screaming.
That one is very frightening.
Oh, no. I think they're forced to wear them.
That's strange because the monkey doesn't know. There's a couple of things that baffle me about that. One, I'm less likely to pay money for a nightmare monkey. Like, I don't know what that does.
Give me a normal one. I like the normal ones better.
Why have you made it horrible? I'm not giving you money now. You've made it really, really scary.
You've upset me, sir, and I will not stand for
it. It's great to imagine someone being like, I'm not making enough money with my pet monkey. And someone's like, what if you put a doll's mask? Sorry, a doll's face on its face. That's it. That's the $1 million
Bingo.
Idea. But yeah, that's the monkey I see Cass as. Me and Mia, I don't know. It's hard to pick.
Just something, a very mischievous monkey, but I guess I don't know enough about monkeys. This was a terrible idea on my part. what kind of monkey is Curious George?
You are Curious George, the monkey.
Okay.
Jackson.
That's fine.
Curious Mia.
You'd be one of those gangly monkeys that is always
an
little
orangutan,
bit hunched
like
over.
Like Lanky Kong.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, Mia's quite spider monkey-y. I could see
that.
Oh,
yep. No, Mia, you're so spider monkey. You can still be a curious spider monkey.
Absolutely.
Yeah. A cute, sweet spider monkey, unlike Jackson, who is a hideous Lanky Kong.
Absolutely. I have found a great... If you just search spider monkey, the one that's like a variegated spider monkey has the best expression. It's one of true horror.
I just need to be a monkey with a very versatile tail. That's all that's important to me.
Yeah, oh, I think the spider monkey's tail is versatile. Don't you worry.
Good, good, good. Okay. I just want to be able to use it to, like, play a guitar. I think that'd be pretty cool.
Oh, that is cool. Oh, my absolutely. God. You'd never forget a capo again.
Oh, yeah.
Surely I'm... it's crazy to just be looking through monkeys and just, like, actually be amused by their expressions. But damn, they're good.
They're so like people.
Oh man, hang on. I gotta show you guys this particular monkey. Just have a look at this expression. It's so good.
Are you about to share screens with us so that we can see this monkey?
No, I'm just gonna.
That's funny.
I'm just gonna paste the link. Have a look at this monkey. It's great. All right. It's just got such a good expression.
This link looks so sus.
It's a
I'm
virus.
I'm so scared to click on it. Yeah, it's a monkey virus. Turns your computer into a monkey.
Did it work?
No.
No, not at all.
This is a bad link. Oh! It looks... Okay, so this monkey looks like an old man who was in the middle of eating a biscuit, old style. The biscuit was dunked in tea, mm-hmm. and then someone's just told him some news. I'm trying to figure out what the news would be.
It's something. It's something like...
Your wife, Betsy, has left
you. He's just there got we the go. Greatest, like, what? What? It's fantastic. Also, I think I'd be a howler monkey if I was any kind of monkey.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Also, just for the people playing along at home, the link that Jackson sent us was 7 lines long.
Yeah, do you want me to read it out for the people?
Oh, yeah, please do. It's a broken link as well, so that's also important to note.
It's important to note you cannot use this link.
Yeah, it's hard to click on. Like, when you try and click on it, it, like, moves to another part of the screen. You have to, like, catch it.
HTTPS... /// www.google.com/url?SA=I and URL=https% 3% 2% 2FWW.discovery.com% 2F nature% 2F saving-the-world-s-gibbons-monkeys.
That's only halfway through the link now.
And
PSIG. It is after midnight for me.
AO little v big v AW 1U1 E040 B PGD RU 1S35K.
Say it a little slower so people can follow along.
Sorry, you're right. A 1 and UST.
I liked it better when he was talking faster.
1585638885096000 and source equals images and CD equals VFE.
Cannot stay in the episode.
BED equals 0CAIQJRXQF00TCKI046JTWEGCFQAAAADAAAABAD. So. And it doesn't work, so don't click on
Jackson,
it.
Jackson, okay, first of all, I took a screenshot. I'll post it.
Thank you.
Second of all, I was following along. You didn't get it right.
You said and when you meant ampersand.
And you said also O missed... when you meant zero, and you said zero when you meant the letter O.
Well, it doesn't matter because it's a broken link anyway, so...
Yeah, the important thing was the last three letters, which was B-A-D, because this was a bad bit.
I've got a screenshot, and it looks like all of us right now.
And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Cass.
I've been Joel Dusha.
I've been Mia.
And that link one more time.
Everybody say it along with him. Everybody all at once.
H-T-T-P-S
sing the words if you know it.
P-S colon backslash backslash. I'm doing this from memory.
The longer quarantine goes, the worse our episodes are going to get. So fucking strap in, everyone. We're going to get horny and we're going to get shit.
Shops.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows we do here at Sans Pants Radio, then why not subscribe to SansPantsPlus.com? For as little as $5 a month, you could have access to a whole bunch of bonus shows and content. Once again, that's SansPantsPlus.com.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.